Okay. The four of the kinnas that we, at least Ashkenazim, say on Tisha B'Av are based in the events of Tuf Nun Vav, or what we call the year 4856. That's the year of the First Crusades in 1096. In that year, according to different accounts and different historical records, hundreds of thousands of Christians traveled from Europe to Jerusalem with the intent to free Jerusalem from the hands of the infidels, from the hands of the Muslims. And it was the first of the many crusades. They usually say that there's three or four crusades, but really there's probably three more after that as well. There could have been five or six times they tried to go. Some were more famous because they were more or less successful. That would occur over the next few centuries. So these crusades, as we all know, consisted of brutal murders and annihilation of the Jewish people who, for the most part, refused to convert to Christianity, that the Christian crusaders would encounter on their journey. One of the arguments that was made is, well, we're going to free Jerusalem from the Muslim infidels. We have infidels right here in Germany. Why do I have to schlep all the way to Jerusalem? I can do it right here. And that led to some of the terrible destruction that we read about on Tisha B'Av. The main focus of those tragic events initially in 1096 were in Germany, specifically in what we call Kehillos Shum. Kehillos Shum are the cities of Spires and Vermais and Magenta. Those are the three major cities. Rosh Tevos Shum. It's not really accurate Rosh Tevos because really it's a sin, not a shin. But whatever, we call it Kehillos Shum. We know from the 25th Kina, Kina Chaf Hei, that we say on Tisha B'Av, which is Mitein Roshi B'Mayim, that the massacre of Spires happened on Ches Iyar. And the massacre of Vermais happens on, there's more sheets over there if you want. The massacre of Vermais happens on Chaf Gimel Iyar and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And the massacre of Magensa took place on Gimel Sivan, all occurring in the spring. And that's why during that time we're always careful to say Avirachamim, which is the tefillah that was composed in memory of what happened during the Crusades, even if it happens on a day that happens to be a happy day, that we skip Avirachamim. The days of Sfira in the spring are days that we use to commemorate the events of the Crusades. The massacres combined killed thousands and thousands of Jews. It's not the numbers that we talk about when we talk about the Holocaust, when we talk about Gzeiros Tachfatat, the Chvalnitsky massacres, because European Jewry was very small. It was horrific. Any Jewish murder is horrific, but it was horrific in numbers compared to how many Jews there were in Europe. There was a Jewish community in Germany could have had, 20 people in it. Some might have had 1,000 people in it. 1096. 1096, 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago. So to remember the Gzeros Titnu, which is 1096, they were metaken a number of piyutim and kinos. They established fast days, Chaf Sivan in some communities, and different minhagei avelos. During those Gzeros, which is what we don't want to talk about tonight, is we have records of all types of terrible atrocities. But one of the records that we have that stands out the most that people are aware of is the story of parents, Rachmana Litzlan, killing their children to prevent their children from converting to forced conversion to Christianity. Let's see some of the Rishonim who lived in the decades and the centuries afterwards, how they talk about those events. One of the first to speak about it is the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz, which is printed in the Smak on Mitzvah Gimel. Ve'osim kedoshim sheshachtu atzmam shelo samchinen da'atam la'amod b'nisayon kedoshim gemurim. Those kedoshim who killed themselves because they felt that they were not able to withstand the test, that they would be forced to convert. Heim raya mishaul. What was their proof they could take their own life? From Shaul HaMelech. What's the story of Shaul HaMelech? Shaul HaMelech's last battle, he was about to be captured by the enemies of Israel, and according to what the Navi seems to say, or one interpretation, Shaul fell on his own sword. He killed himself because he did not want to fall into the hands of the enemies, and he was afraid what they were going to do to him. Vein lahakshos mi Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan. But you'll say, what about Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan? Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, who we also read about on Tisha B'Av, was wrapped in the Sefer Torah, and they put wet cotton over his heart so that the burning would be very slow. And his Tamidim told him, open your mouth so that the flames will go into your mouth, so you'll die quicker. That's what they told him. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I waited this long. I want to live as much as I can. Hashem gave me my neshama. Chanan ben Tarav, John Shalom, Ratzel Liftoch, but he didn't want to open his mouth. Vamar Mutav Shesana Mishinasa. Better Hashem should take my neshama than they should take my neshama by me dying earlier. He knew himself that he would not fall subject to what the Romans were doing to him. He would hold strong, and therefore he was able to withstand. But someone who is not able to withstand, says Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz, is allowed to end his life if he thinks he would not be able to withstand the torture that the Goyim would bring upon him. If a person's life is in danger, where the din is that they're chayv to be yeharig v'al yavor, says Rabbeinu Peretz, but they know they will not be able to withstand the nisayon, then they have rishus to take their own life. That is what he sees from the Rai from Shaul, and he defends it against the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now, it has to be stressed. The Rabbeinu Peretz is only talking about a heter who's chayv min hadin, meaning that the person is chayv to give up his life yaharig v'al yavor. Gilei arayos, shvichas damim, and ritzicha, and avodah zara. So that's the case. If they came to you and said, "Give up your life and eat this cheeseburger," so the min hadin, you don't give up your life. You're not supposed to kill yourself. That's not what you're supposed to do. It's only the case where you're a chayiv min hatorah to give up your life, where you heter exists. Now, on the smack, there's something called the smack Mizurik. The Smak Mizurik was another Rav who lived in Zurich in Switzerland, who has her ghosts that were added as well. So he writes over there in Mitzvah Vav. He says, Va'osam akadoshim, sheshachtu atzmo vizaram. And now we're getting to more uncomfortable territory. Not only people who killed themselves in order not to fall to the forced conversion of the Christians, but to even kill their children who they felt would not be able to withstand the force conversion of being baptized. They felt they were not going to be able to hold themselves. Don't trust yourself until the day you die. They were afraid that the Goyim would force them and eventually convince them through pressure to convert to Christianity. They all are going to Olam Haba. They all died al Kiddush Hashem. As it says in Bereishis Rabbah, V'ach esdimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. And only the blood of your nefesh I will demand. Yachal, I would have thought, kamaisa shal. Maybe Hashem will demand of your blood, you'll be held responsible if you did something like Shaul HaMelech, tamalomar ach. The word ach comes to exclude something not like that, where a person gives up his life in order to avoid a chil Hashem. Mishaninu Perak Nezikin, it says in Gittin, Matsinu Dal Mios Yeladim Shinishbu Ba'ashkelon Ve'til Atzim En Liyam. 400 children were captured in Ashkelon and they threw themselves into the water, because what the Romans were going to do with these children was going to be a bigger chil Hashem than this. But Yatza Baskel V'amar, and a voice came out and said, Kulam Kadoshim Mezum La'olam Hab, they all go straight to Olam Haba. Vein Lahakshos Mir Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajon. Ah, Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajon did postpone his death. Shalom Ratzlev Toch Piv Kadei Shetetzin Nishmas of the Mehera. Vamra Mutil Vashiatana Mishinas of Yalach Bala Niba Atzmi. Better I should not kill myself. Shalom Rabbi Chanina Ben Shekvar. Hotsa Se'esh Bechavile Zmura Shekifo Aivim Seviva. They had surrounded him with the twigs and the kindle to take his life. Vayedab Atzma Shalom Yeshim Shalom Mishal Yedo. He knew that it would not be a Chil Hashem. Mikan Samchu Lishchor Hiladim. Therefore, it is on this earlier reasoning they relied to shech the children. B'shas HaGzeira, during the Crusades, they killed their own children to prevent their children from falling to forced conversion. Shem Yodim Bein Tov L'Ra, the children wouldn't know any better. B'she'enu Yireim Pen Yishtaku Bein Agayim, they would be raised by Agayim. B'giyusan Shigadlu Mutav Shemusu, better they should die. Zakayin, in a meritorious way, Vayamusu Chayavin, not die in a terrible way. Shekein Matzino Gabe Ben Sora Mora, we know from the Ben Sora Mora, right, that we take his life earlier in order to make sure he doesn't live a worse life that will be a Chil Hashem later on. Ad Kan, Lashon Ha'avi Ezra. He's quoting from the Avi Ezra, one of the great Ashkenazi poskim. Yeah. Correct. That what? Why do we think what?
Well, we think that we could learn from that. It's the case that doesn't seem parallel. Here is against forcing conversion.
Because it was a case of Kiddush Hashem. They were hunting and persecuting Jews. So maybe that they'll say that at a certain moment, maybe, I guess the thought was that Chanina ben Taranjon might give and recant or do something to say something that would be a chil Hashem. And in that case, he felt he would know even to the last moment that he'd be able to hold back. So that's the Shita of the Avi Ezri, that the Basco that came out for the children who threw themselves into the sea in order to prevent the chil Hashem is what established a precedent that a person can give up his life if it's being done the Shem Shemayim, Ulekadesh Shem Shemayim as well. The basis of Ben Sora Mora that we saw as well. Now, this smack is cited by the Or Chos Chaim, Rav Aaron of Lunil. He writes over here in the Din Avos Hashem V'Yirasa. This is a few generations later, still within the Rishonim, still within Ashkenaz, but we're now moving into probably the 1300s. Kasav Harimi Korbil. Ubechol Nafshecha Perush, what does it mean to give up your life? Shelo Yachshav Nafshel Uklum. You should not think that your nefesh is anything before God. Don't hesitate to do the will of God in the case, in the place of danger. The Gemara says in Varazara, Upershuzal of Varazara, Gilarai, Shri Chasdam, the three cardinal sins, Vafilu Betsina, even in a quiet area of a Bashar, Mitzvah, Simir, Salavar, Yarga, Al Midas, Chasidus, Layavar. Ve'ein Lomar, Ma'achu Shamu Chacham Yavra V'Yarek, the rabbi said do the sin. And don't get killed. Im yavor es piam damo, hine nidrash me'achas shekamenos l'shem shemayim tzedakah tashav lo. V'ray Mishol brings a story from Shol, Rabbeinu Achasid Zal, V'rabreishis Rabba Doresh Ach. They see the word Ach comes to exclude us dimcham l'nafshu seichem, that if you commit suicide in order to prevent a chil Hashem, and it says Yachla afil mi'chananya Mishal v'Azariah, like Chananya Mishal v'Azariah, who they tried to give up their lives. Hamalomar, Achpirish Mishas Hashmad, Yachol Limsor Asma Lemisa, during a Tshas Hashmad, where they're coming to attack us for religious reasons, you're allowed to give up your life. Asatsmo, who Yirei Shal Yuchal Amo Bisan, if he feels he won't be able to withstand the test. Mechen Yachol Afilu Kishol Ben Kish, like Shal HaMelech as well, go to the next line. Mikan Mevian Raya Hashokh de Matinokos. From here they brought a proof for those who killed their children of Bishas Hashmad during the Crusades, Vesha Osum and Farshim. But there were those who said it was usher what they did. It's the first time we find somebody saying that it was problematic. Tamalomar Achsh and Yochala Mod Vhananya Mishal Vazaya Masu Atsum Biyara Khairam. Avahemlo Pagu Batsman. Says the Or Chos Chaim, there's a difference, and what's the difference? That they did not allow themselves, they didn't hurt themselves, they allowed them to do what was going to be done to them. The Shol ben Kishlo Karas Nacham Asa. And the case of Shol, says the Or Chos Chaim, who says he did the right thing? Why are we looking to Shol HaMelech as a paradigm of how to behave in that situation? There's a story told of a rabbi, Sheshachat Tinokos Bishas Hashmad, who killed children during the Crusades. Sheyarish Shavura Maldas, that perhaps they would go and convert to Christianity, Bahaya Imo, Rav Acher, and there was another rabbi with him. Vikas Alav, and the second rabbi was furious at the first rabbi. Vikoru Rotzech, he called him a murderer. Vulo Chashash Tadvar, but he didn't listen to the rabbi who was telling him to stop. Vamar HaRav Hamonea, Im Kedivra Yaharog Oso, Rav Bemisa Mushuna. And what happened, the rabbi who killed them, he ended up dying a misa mishuna, a terrible death by the hands of heaven. V'chein haya tafsu ha-gayim v'yoposhnas or the gayim captured him, and they flayed his skin, v'nosim chol bein ha-avar, and they put sand in between his skin and his body, l'basar, v'achakach nisbat l'ha-gzeira, and the gzeira was removed. V'im lo shachar osan efshar shayinotzim. And if he wouldn't have shechted these children, perhaps he would have been saved.
The rabbi said, if I'm right, then this rabbi should die a terrible death.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. So we have here the first tension. Not everybody agreed that event, that process was the right thing to do. The machlokas is about the word ach. The machlokas on the word ach. Does the ach come to include harming yourself? Or is it only about handing yourself over? And does ach only mean yourself? But does it give permission for other people? So that word in that drush in the beginning of Bereishis is complicated. There's a tshuva of the Bali Atosis in Kuf Aleph. It mentions the Maharam Rothenberg, and we have the tshuva in two editions of the tshuva's Maharam Rothenberg in two different printings. So let's look what the tshuva is. Yehudi Echad Shalas Maharam. One Jew asked the Maharam, Sheyichya, who should live and be well, Imsarech Kapara al Sheshachat Ishto Vadalban, if he killed his wife and his sons, but Yamharig Rav Bekoblinus, that there was a great massacre in the city of Koblinus, Ir Hadamim, the city of blood, Kikach Bikshu, because this is what he had to do. Yanru ki yatzah ketzef lefnei Hashem, v'schilu ha'ayvin laharog b'nei el-chai ha'nergim al-kiddush Hashem, v'gam hu ratza laharog es atzmo, b'misusam el-shatzilu Hashem al-yedei goyim. He killed his family. He also then wanted to kill himself, but the goyim actually came and then saved him. He ended up not killing himself. V'kasav lo, the Maharam said, lo yadana shapir ma'idun bay. I don't know what to do about this. Ki vaday ha'orig atzmo yichud Hashem rishay lechbol atzmo. Certainly somebody who kills himself for Yichud Hashem can cause harm to himself. Where do we find that you can kill other people in order to save them from Shmad? It's not a proof from Shol. Because at the end, the guy who had Shol killed was killed. He was found to be improper in what he did. And that was problematic. Anochi Mosisi Mashiach Hashem. You killed the anointed of God. Didilma Melech Mashiach Shiny. Okay, he was the king. Maybe that was worse, and that's why this guy who killed Shaul was held responsible. Vo debelav hachi hayachayv misa didoig adomi haya. Tichsiv demcha roshcha damim beno v'yar kohanim. Brings Uriah as well from Doeg. But then he brings a proof from the kinnis that we actually say. Miudavar ze pshat ha-teira. I want to say that it's mutter. Because we have a Maisarab. Because before the Maharam came to town, 100 years before, we find in the Crusades that they did this. V'gam Rabbeinu Kolonimus, and Rabbeinu Kolonimus, Asa came Bekina, he actually praises this or speaks about this or holds it to be okay in the Kina Hamaschels that begins, Amarti She'u Mimeni. This is the 29th kinnah that we read on Tisha B'Av. Let's read the kinnah. I brought for you the kinnah over there next to you. So let's read the three stanzas. Everyone has the kinnah there, right? Let's read the three stanzas to see what it says in that kinnah. I brought here with a Hebrew commentary as well. Kavash ha'av rachamav lezavach. The father contained his mercy at the time to Shecht. Yeladav hishlim kicharim letavach. His children he handed over like sheep for Shechita. Heichen Levan of Matzbeach, and he prepared his children to be shechted. Lo umusam neumim hinenu nishchatim nitbachem. Across from them, the children said, "We're going to be shechted." Kigdusham letevach veitukum laavicham. At the time they were appointed to be shechted, they were taken from their place to be killed. Nashim piryam olei tipuchem. And this they did like the children who ate the women who ate their children. Holding on to their mother. Miyishma v'lo yidma. Who can hear this and not cry? Habei nishchat v'av korea shema. That the son is being shechted and the father is saying shema at the same time. Miracha zos mishama. Woe is to us who could see such a thing, such a tzara, and who can hear such a thing. So says the Maharam, Haraya, the Rav Kolonimus said that this was done. They didn't sweep it under the carpet. Again, I guess we could discuss, why is that kinnah araya? Is he saying it's okay what they did? Not okay? It's, whatever it is, the Maharam sees it as araya. And then he says, from the kinnah, why not? That he says that, meaning
he gave his kids, but
that's when
he didn't
last himself. It says, Haben Nishchad Va'av Korei Ashma. Who else is doing it? What's the nafkamina if the father did it again to somebody else? Somebody else did it. Oh, you think he get it, a guy did it in front of his inn? I don't think anybody understands it that way. It's true. It doesn't say explicitly. But I think the understanding is that once went on. It's funny to say that the father, it talks about them being prepared for Shechita, as if there was a hachana of what was going on. I hear the ara, but I didn't hear, I don't know anybody who says, explains otherwise. I don't, but I hear the ara. Nir lahavi raya lahatir dechihechi da'amar, it says in the Medrash, yachol kishol tamalamar ach, maybe like Shaul HaMelech, it says ach, hachinami neima dehoreg es chavero al kiddush Hashem mutar, to kill your other person, your friend, al kiddush Hashem is mutar, it says in Bereishis, umiyad ha'adam, umiyad ish. Ach, drisha dekra kaya kule kra, havdenenesh doeg, and brings a raya. Meaning it says, min ha'adam, meaning we're only all responsible from you yourself, but now when you do it to somebody else. And whoever says that this father needs kapara is being motzi laz on the earlier sages. He only did it out of his love of Hashem. He says it's not like other places. He did it out of Avas Hashem. And he concludes with the tefillah, Tzur Yisrael Yinkom Nikmasov, Hashem should, you know, bring the kama and bring the vengeance on what happens to Jewish people. And he signs Meir ben Rabbi Baruch. There's a similar discussion as well in the Hilchos and Minhagi Rabbeinu Shalom of Neustadt. Isha Echa Shalcha Mibidinas Polin Alma Rav Shalom. Eich Shehaisa Be'ir is happened in the city of Stritgob. B'shas Hagzera B'shabbos. Shachta Yaldea B'sof Nimlata. Shachta her children. And then she escaped. V'shalal merav shalom adi atshuva. What's her tshuva? V'yishavlo merav shalom. She netzricha l'shem tshuva v'adaraba. K'ne'asaso kohenek'sas. She did the right thing, and she does not need any repentance. It happens to be a fascinating piece of Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov in Pirkei Avos in Perek Dal. Perek Dal there talks about the concepts of Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, and that a person has to be extra careful in Chil Hashem, because even if it's not your intentions, but a Chil Hashem happens from your actions, they're going to be held responsible. It's a very striking Mishnah. Rav Yaakov there has a long piece where he says that the Isra of Chil Hashem is in the Chalos, not in the Maisa. Meaning, if you do something good, but it's perceived as a desecration of God's name, in Shemayim, it's checked off as the Chil Hashem, which is a frightening, frightening idea. But at the end of that piece, Rav Yaakov says as follows. That
David allowed for the sons of Shaul to be killed because of what happened to Givonim, because no Yerachonim was killed after
Correct.
The Shaul.
Yeah.
And even though it wasn't to him that he let them hanging, even though it's an Isser Midaraisa, so Solomon did love so I'd go there.
But it made a Kiddush Hashem. For what was done. Similar. I don't remember if Yaakov cites that, but no, 100%. Same idea. So at the end, over there, Rav Yaakov says the following. Nir shal zeh samcha v'seinu b'yimei ha-beinim. This is what happened in the Middle Ages. Shumasru nashim b'nefashos b'nei v'esam ha-kiddush Hashem. They handed over the families for Kiddush Hashem. B'vad shal lahamir asadash. They wouldn't convert to Christianity. D'lechora bishlama al nafsho sam harei nitzavul har goyavar. I understand you giving up your life not to be killed, to be killed, and not to become a convert to Christianity. But the children, they're not chayv mitzvos. Mi hitzulem, who gave such a hetzer? Lefiza nicha shaper, but our reasoning makes sense. Tekevin de'ilu hayo abanim amirim es hadas, hayo yotzim zechel Hashem. If they would have converted to Christianity, it would have been nechel Hashem. A yom, that would have been terrible. Im kein al mitzvah zun etzav gam akatam, therefore the children are also commanded in the iser of chel Hashem and the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Let's just conclude with a piece in the Marashal. Everything we said, most of what we said, Begadol is cited in the Beis Yosef in Yeridei and Simukufna and Zion, where he discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And he cites the Ruchos Chaim and the Tshuvas Maharam. To that point, the Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma and Periches and Simon Nuntes discusses this at length. It's a fascinating Yamshel Shlomo. So let's see what the Marashal has to say. He says, V'chenai krod rashinim begemara b'hai sugya. Ach es dimchem lenafsho seichem adrosh. However, I will demand of your blood. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Rabbi Lazar, miyan nafsho seichem adrosh, from your nefesh I will demand. Hainu nami she'asur laharoges atzmo b'shviel shum davar shira. It's usur to kill yourself because you're scared of something. V'chein pasuk ri lehejet, that's what Tosa says. V'nir afilu im nispas bidei goyim, even if you're captured by the goyim. U'misarei shol ya'anu oso at she'ovor vodazara. And you're afraid that they're going to afflict you. You won't be able to withstand the pain until you convert to Avodah Zarah. Mikamakam lo meinis atzma, you may not kill yourself. V'yispo kol aniyum v'bikocha, you must try to bear the pain as the best of your ability. V'habal l'tayr masanaso, and if you come with proper intentions, Hashem will help you. V'ulai yachol l'kabal inu, maybe you'll find be able to withstand the punishment. V'avshdam, even though it says in Ksubis, Ilmalei Nigdehu, L'chananya Mishal V'Azariah, Kvar Pachul L'Tzalma. The case of Chananya Mishal V'Azariah, maybe it wasn't really about a Zara. Halo Pirshu Atosos Mishum Datzal Nebuchadnezzar Eino Asoy Elo Chavod HaMelech. And it wasn't actually about a zara when they were put to the test. But if it was for a zara to bow down to the statue, chas v'shalom that they would not have undergone that pain and suffering. They flayed the flesh of Rabbi Akiva b'masrik shel barzel. My whole life I worried about being able to fulfill this pasuk. When am I able to do this? It's not the way of the government to afflict someone to eventually go into worship of a zara. Governments are going to give you a choice. The government says, we're going to kill you, and that's going to be it. You'll be killed, and you won't violate. But that's not causing physical damage. It's not called hurting yourself, because when you allow yourself to be killed, to go and harm yourself, if they're not coming to take you, is certainly a problem. He brings a raya from Chananya ben Trajan. The Gemara is clear. Open your mouth and let the fire kill you. And he says, Mutov shiv lanam yishinasna. Better Hashem should take my neshama than harming myself. And I'm never going to ask somebody else to bring my death about earlier. If they're going to say that you're going to be killed, you're allowed to give up your life. How did Shaul then fall on his sword? Because he felt that if he remains alive, they were going to take him, and they were going to torture him. The Jewish people would not be able to withstand the pain of the king. And they would lead to more fighting and more battles, and more Jews would die. And Shaul knew that it was already decreed from heaven that he was going to die. Shaul yimlat mehem. Because the Amar Kra, penyavo harelim v'dakarani, that the goyim will come and torture me. Klamar shebesof yidrakuni. Umemisim oso. V'osi. V'yisalu b'kodem isa. L'fkoach nefesh acherim mutal l'chav asma. Shaul killed himself. Why? Because it would prevent further Jewish blood from being shed. And again, he's the Mashiach Hashem. It's not properly he should be killed by the Goyim in such a way. Says the Marshal, all of the grays in the Gemara indicate that you cannot give up, you cannot kill yourself. You certainly cannot kill other people. You have to try to withstand the pressure. He quotes the Ritva of Azar. V'zelashanu hadar minim behagada to Rabbi Chanina ben Tarajon mutav shetena mishenasna lo echbal atzmi kasav b'gilyoni. Tosfos sheomer Rabbeinu Tam zal. That Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Heicha de mesiyar shol yechiriu lavor al das mutav lachbal atzmi. If you think you won't be able to withstand, you're allowed to kill yourself. V'hachi yisav b'medrash. It says ach esimchena shoseichem edrash. I will demand of you if you take your life. You shouldn't harm yourself. But it includes even Shaul HaMelech, they did the wrong thing. It comes to exclude. That he harmed himself. He was afraid that a person is going to have to convert to another religion. In that case, it's mutzer. And that's why they knew to kill the children during the Crusades. They would not go and convert. That's what the Ritva saw b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. And this is something that requires investigation. But this great posek paskin, we heard from the rabbis in France, they allowed this halach l'maisa. Ad kam lashon the Ritva. Aval kvar muchach midayas hari. Sheino. So says the Maharshal, don't tell me Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri, his Talmud, told me that you can't, that you can't do that. Shekasav asalagas asmavishar. You cannot kill yourself because you're afraid. Umidikasav stamshir. It says that you're afraid. It doesn't categorize what type. Mashma feel me yersashemayim. Even that you're afraid of something like this. Shlo yavur al das. That you're afraid that you don't want to convert to another religion. V'chein harash lo hitzer ela aniach asmalarag. The rush says you can only allow yourself to be killed. But it's not active suicide. Now you should actively go and kill yourself. Didn't Shaul also want to fulfill the pasuk of b'chol levav b'chol nafshecha? Kamo Rabbi Kiva shayim mitzar al zeh. B'gam lishna dekra lo mashmas klal b'shum shever al das el shoya alu bo l'tzaro l'noso so. Again, the case of Shaul is different. Kamo shenamar pen yavo yarli misalu bi. V'avshe shu mefarish v'yisalu bi al averos. V'zay misare. Hello, amar v'takrani. Zay inyan misa. Okay, let's just go a little bit further. Azamir haMedrash la'al asnaf shusech achas naf shusecham. Avalo kiven haMedrash. The Medrash is not telling us, says the Maharshal, she'ashal os b'fnei avaras hadas, that he did it because it was a case of forced conversion. The kavachomer she'asur b'shas gzeir l'shchoris banav. Pashut, he says, it's usur during a gzeir to kill your children. K'dei shal yitmo osam b'shmat, so they shouldn't convert. Ki afilu b'atzma ein adam rishat l'chaval. If I can't do it to myself, says the Maharshal, then certainly I can't kill my children. Kavachomer b'acherim. U'mistama im royim zochim l'kach yachshu b'atzmam. V'achshav heimanusim. U'b'turim l'gamre. He says, first of all, might be zochim they'll do tshuva. Second of all, they're forced and they're putter. We find that many of the Jews that did convert to Christianity came back after a number of years. And their children converted, came back. Okay, it's different in case if you're in the house and there's a fire, that's not considered a chovah. They put the house on fire. That's mutter, to allow yourself, but to actively go and kill, he says no. He didn't do it himself. So Lee says the Maharshal, Zelo Pashut. It's not so simple to read the Kinnas on Tisha B'Av and say, and therefore this was left, this is okay. We see that it was a machlokas in the days of the Bali Atosos, and it was a machlokas in the Beis Yosef, the Maharshal as well. And again, hopefully this should never ever be halacha l'maisa for anybody. But what we see, what the machlokas tells us is about the tension. It was not clear-cut. It was not, often when we talk about the sugya and tishah, we say, and the maharam and the tshuvas, that it was mutter. It's not so simple that it was mutter. And it's obviously, the halacha parameters are quite extensive, and they all have a lot of intermingling different factors as well. And it's certainly something to think about during these 9 days.